It's time for Dayton Women's Flyers Basketball on Information Radio 1660. We thank Archer's Tavern for their support in bringing this game to you today. Now down to the arena with Barney Sentner and Dennis Shaw.
It's time for the Archer's Tavern pregame with Barney Sentner and Dennis Shaw. Now let's get down to the arena for today's pregame show.
And a pleasant good evening, everyone, live from UD Arena. We're back on the air with University of Dayton women's basketball. And we'll start out, most of you I'm sure know this, but if you don't, we'll catch you up. The University of Dayton, I'm reading off a press release. The University of Dayton women's basketball team was scheduled to host Davidson College this evening, but that game has been canceled. Due to non-COVID health and safety protocols within the Davidson women's program, the contest will not be made up. It counts as a forfeit in the standings for Davidson. We'll go over the standings later in the broadcast to tell you how that impacts Davidson. Now, per NCAA policy, this game is determined to be a no contest. The Flyers' overall record stays at 10-15 and 5-10 in A-10 play. So, why are we here? Because there is an opponent, folks. The opponent is Miami University Hamilton Harriers. If you don't know anything about them, believe me, at 2 o'clock this afternoon, neither did I. But they do have a head coach. You're going to hear from him now, which is really, really interesting. We'll get into how this all materialized at the last minute. His name is Ross Tanyan. He's in his sixth season as coach. His overall record, at least at some point, was 33-7. Now they're 8-9 this year, so I don't think that's his record anymore. He led them to a 15-5 record in conference play into the Final Four in their first ever national tournament appearance last year. In 2020, he led them to a conference championship. We'll get into what level they play in, as well as he has experience training college and professional athletes. He was a coach at Lakota East High School out of Cincinnati, where he won 70% of his games. He also spent a lot of time coaching the AAU circuit with the Cincinnati Swish and Lakota Shock organizations. And with that said, let's go to our interview right now with Ross Tanyan. So we have a chance to talk with Miami University Hamilton basketball coach Ross Tanyan, and this I can't wait to hear this. So he has a full-time job, which is not coaching this basketball team. What is your full-time job, my friend?
I actually kind of have two. I sell industrial hydraulics for an engineering company, Hydrotech, and then I do real estate with Keller Williams.
Well, you stick to that. How'd you get involved in doing this, then?
As soon as I graduated from the University of Findlay, I started coaching, did my graduate degree there, and I just kept coaching.
Gotcha.
So this is my passion. You know, this is the one that I really love, so...
Okay, so you're at work today, a regular work day, like every day. What happens? What did you get a call? Who do you get a call from? Do you think this is an April Fool's joke? And so how did it all play out?
Yeah, so last night I'm sitting on my couch hanging out with my son. We're playing with his little toys, and I get a text from Brian asking if we'd like to play tomorrow night. And we haven't played a game in a couple weeks, and I was just kind of like, sure, why not?
So, I mean... Wow, it's kind of last minute. Did you take a vote, or did you say, we'll just come and do this?
There's some guarantees in play that help a program out like us.
Good.
So,
excellent.
Know.
Okay, so you're here, and I mean, this has to be an exciting night for, and most of these athletes are actually from the area, so I don't know how many parents are going to get a chance to come, but this has to be an exciting night to play. Not just the level of competition, but in this arena. So, I mean, what was the reaction of your players when you told them about this?
Well, I know some of them, they've played on the stage a couple times. We played University of Detroit Mercy last year, and then we played at Virginia State in our national championship run last year. So a couple of them, they've been here before, but the younger ones, I think they're, you know, a little bit of a surprise for them and a little bit more excited.
So let's talk about your team. As I look at the scores, you look like an NBA team. I don't have to ask you your style. You had a 111-100 game. So you like to just get up the court and run and gun? I don't want to be too simplistic.
A lot of times it'll depend on who we're playing. But for the most part, we do like to get the ball up quick and get into our offense quickly. We run a read and react, so you know it's predicated on the players and making the right decisions. So we give them a lot of freedom, you know, to play their game and get the ball moving together.
Okay, so let's get a little bit familiar with your team. I'm trying to do some quick numbers here, and it looks like that your top four scorers are starting tonight. So I want to start with Shalala Heath, who looks like averages about 19 a game. Give us a little rundown on her.
Shay is incredible. She's our senior leader. She was All-American 2 years in a row. She does a little bit of everything on the offensive end. The great thing about her is she's great in the post, but she can also come out and hit a three. So she can stretch the floor at times if we need to, and she knows when to come out and go inside. So she can be a matchup problem, and she's incredible on defense. She's the anchor. She talks, you know, and if she gets switched on the guard, a lot of times she can keep them in front of her. So she's very important to what we do.
And she is from Northmont High School, so yep. That's nice to mention. Okay, looks like the second leading scorer is from Lakota West, down the road from here. Yes, she averages about 11.5 points a game. Barry, is it Ingwa?
Nigwa, yeah.
Boy, I sure screwed that up. Nigwa. Okay, so give us an indication about her.
Barry is an incredible athlete and basketball player. She can do everything. And the great thing about her, I know she's our second leading scorer, but I think the best part of her game is getting her teammates involved. She also leads our team in assists, so she knows how to set players up and get her teammates involved. Great defender. She's normally matched up on the other team's best player most of the time. So she's your pivotal two-way player for us.
And then a couple of young ladies who average about 8 a game, Abby Mahan and Jordan Ware, please.
Yeah, Abby is a, you know, what you call a shooter. I mean, if she gets hot, it can become a problem for anybody. She does a great job for us, lots of energy. She's always talking. We love Abby and the things she brings for us. And Jordan's, she's the same way. She's a defensive anchor for us. She works really hard, very athletic, and she can do a little bit of everything. She can go inside, she can come outside, you know, defend at all levels. So, you know, Jordan and Abby are incredible for us.
And it looks like, with the people not here tonight, it looks like you'll have a bench of 3. So with that said, with 8 players, are you going to be, especially if you play fast, are you going to do a lot of in and out to keep them fresh?
Yeah, we'll probably have to do that, especially against a team like this, when, you know, you're a little outsized. We'll have to be rotating them.
Well, I hope this is, no matter how it turns out, I hope this is a memorable night for you, your staff, and the athletes. And I appreciate your time, my friend.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Back to courtside. All right. So the Flyers have not played since last Wednesday. And that's basically a reason that they're playing this game tonight. Because otherwise, they don't want to go 11 days between games. Their next game is Sunday in Chicago against Loyola. And we'll talk to Tamika Williams-Jeter after the game and kind of get more of an indication from her standpoint on how this game evolved tonight, because obviously it's very unusual. The Flyers played last Wednesday. They trailed at St. Joe by 9 at the end of the first and by 18 at the half, and they lost the game to St. Joe 73-47 in front of an announced crowd of 514 people. Ivy Wolf played 32 minutes and had a strong game of 19 points on 7 of 14 shooting. She also had 7 rebounds, 3 assists. Those were the only 3 assists in the game, believe it or not. Flyers shot 32% from the field for the game. They had 16 turnovers, and they were out-rebounded only 31-27. They were, though, clobbered in the paint at 48-20. Ariana Smith has been dealing with a foot issue. She did not play in that game, and there's a possibility we will not see much of her at all tonight, if at all. She's not in the starting lineup. So that's our pregame show. We're going to break. When we come back, we'll hear the national anthem. We'll get to the starting lineups for this game tonight between the Flyers and, not Davidson, but Miami University Hamilton. We shall return.
You've been listening to the pregame program brought to you by Archer's Tavern. Now let's head back to UD Arena with the play-by-play with Barney Sentner and color by Dennis Shaw.
All right, so the color guard is going to be taking over momentarily. Flyers win this game, by the way. It will count. This will be the 900th career win in the program history. The officials will be Jules Galligan, Ryan Durham, Sarah Williams, and right now we're going to break. We'll hear from our PA, and then we will have our national anthem.
We now ask you to please rise to junior camps and join our student athletes and coaches in honoring America, celebrating its freedom and those who protect it. Performing the national anthem tonight is Abigail Peter.
Colors.
Oh, say can you
University Hamilton branch. I'm going to have to condense that somehow tonight. They have won four in a row. For perspective, they defeated Hocking College 61-45, Clark State 71-55, Edison State 82-73, and UC Claremont 74-65. Before that, they had a bumpy game against the University of Cumberland where they lost 120-37. They also lost to Thomas More earlier in the year at 100-34. And they like to get up and down. They lost to Worcester 111-100. In fact, they come in averaging 68 a game and giving up 59 per contest. They are minus 4 on the season in rebounds. They average 17.5 assists and 16 turnovers per game. And let's get you the starting lineup for this team. They come in with 5'8 sophomore Abby Mahan. She is averaging about 7.8 points per game. And when I say about, their stats were updated through 16 games, not 17, so I'm not exactly accurate on this. She's from Ludlow High School out of Ludlow, Kentucky. They also come out with Jordan Ware. She's a 5'11 sophomore. She averages about 7.5 points a game. Holmes High School out of Covington, Kentucky. Then you have Caitlin Simpkins, a 5'6 junior. She is out of Little Miami High School out of Morrow in Ohio. She averages 5.5 points a game. Their leading scorer is Shalaya Heath. She is a 6-foot senior. She averages 18.7 points per game out of Northmont High School in Englewood. And then you have Mary Nigua. She's a 5'9 sophomore. She averages 11.6 points per game. She's from Lakota West in the Westchester area. So for the Harriers, that's the type of bird, by the way, they have Mahan, Ware, Simpkins, Heath, and Nigua. All right. For the Flyers, they come in 10 and 15. They average 63 points a game and give up 70 points per contest. They're plus 8 on the rebounds on the season. They average 12.5 assists to committing 18.7 turnovers, and they're going to come out with these five athletes. We will start this out with Anissa Jones. She is averaging 8.4 points per game. She's a 5'10 senior, transferred from Ohio State, hailing from Westerville South High School. Ivy Wolf from Minster, the leading scorer at 11.8 points per game. Transfer from Miami of Ohio, but not the Hamilton branch. She is a 5'8 junior. Then you have Mariah Perez in the middle, the sixth through grad student from Newark Tech High School in New Jersey. She's averaging 7.2 points per game. Then you have Destiny Bohannon, of course, from Wayne High School. Destiny checks in, 5'10", redshirt senior, averaging 10.8 points per game. And in the middle, they're just introducing right now the 6'4 freshman out of Indiana Area Senior High School in Pennsylvania, Eve Fiala, the 6'4 freshman who averages 3.2 points per game. So again, for the Flyers, we have Jones, Wolf, Perez, Destiny Bohannon, and Eve Fiala. We will get underway with this game in a moment. Now, give you more information about Miami Hamilton, but they have teams in volleyball in the fall. They have cheerleading, they have basketball in the winter, and softball in the spring. The athletes compete in something I've never heard of. It's the United States Collegiate Athletic Association, which was established in 2001 and headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. They provide opportunities for smaller colleges to compete on a national level, and they, in fact, do hold 15 national championships annually. And we'll get more background information for you about Miami University Hamilton branch as we continue with our broadcast throughout the evening. We do want to acknowledge, and we will do this throughout the evening, but we won't start now, but we thank our underwriters as we are coming to a close of at least my 21st season doing this, with a year doing another team. So we've been here a long time, and we certainly have enjoyed it, and we hopefully will continue to do it even after this year. All right. So Miami University Hamilton comes in with road uniforms all red, trimmed in looks like silver and black numerals. Flyers have home uniforms trimmed in white, actually in white and trimmed in red. So we'll get underway with this broadcast. Not exactly what we were anticipating, but you know, you have to kind of sometimes change on the fly. I know the players found out last night that they were not playing Davidson. They didn't find out till today whom they were playing tonight. I showed up here at an empty arena at noon to interview Davidson's coach. Got down here on courtside. Nobody here. Uh-oh, something's going on. And that's when I finally got word that Davidson never even made the trip due to some multiple ACL injuries. I know Charlize Dunn's out for the year. Susie Rose-Deegan is out for the year. So it's a rough go for Davidson, and really I think it puts some of their future A-10 games in peril, so to speak. They had a great non-conference. They won at Duke, and then the injuries started to hit them, and it's really gotten them right now. So Eve Fiala is going to jump this up against Jordan Ware, the 5'11 sophomore. She gives up almost half a foot to Eve, so Eve should easily win this. In fact, Ware didn't even jump. And Ivy Wolf immediately takes a three and misses it. And the easy rebound comes down to Abby Mahan. And the Harriers are off and harrying with their quick style. They have the basketball, and they almost throw it away. But Mahan passes up the three and maneuver it over to Nigua on the right side. She is played by Wolf. She will drive the paint. She's cut off effectively. There's only seven on the shot clock. Now the ball is over to Simpkins. The shot is taken, and it's off the side of the backboard. Ivy Wolf quickly up court to Anissa Jones. Jones over to Perez. Five-footer good. Flyers want that quick start. Flyers want that quick start, which, frankly, they have not had in many of the recent games. In fact, a game earlier this year against Ohio Dominican, a game they won by 20, they were losing by 1 point at the half. They were very disappointed the way they started out. Now Heath drives. It looks like she traveled against Perez, and she did. That is turnover on the Harriers. And Flyers will get the basketball. Looks they're going to see some 1-2-2 pressure. That Dayton has no problems breaking into the front court. And Ivy Wolf maneuvers the basketball over to the left side. Nisa Jones from 10. Falls in. Took some kind front back rim bounces before it came home. Now Dayton applies a little bit of a press, but no problem breaking it. Here is a three that is swished in for Shea Heath, their top scorer. The Harriers are only 23% from the three-point stripe on the season, but Shea Heath makes it a 4-3 Dayton lead. Flyers break the pressure. They could have hit Fiala for an easy basket, but they didn't see her, so now Dayton will set up as Ivy Wolf will drive the right side. She draws double coverage and loses it, but Perez gets it, misses the shot, but she is fouled, and she will go to the line, and I think Jordan Ware does pick up the first foul in the game. And again, it puts Mariah Perez at the free throw line. Dayton comes in at 74% on the line this season. If we look at Mariah Perez, she's right there on average at 73%. And she increases that, hitting the first free throw. So she has 3 of the 5 Flyer points. And the second one is also good. Mariah off to a good start. Makes it 6-3 UD. On 1660 Information Radio, live broadcast tonight of Miami University Hamilton against the Dayton Flyers. Caitlin Simpkins thinks about the three, but hands it off. Now in the backcourt, driving is Jordan Ware on Wolf. Turnaround 10-footer, air ball, overshot everything, and it comes down to Anissa Jones. Jones quickly the other way. Jones in front of the Hamilton bench. Now Ifiala is double-teamed. Out to Jones. The three left wing is in and out. Perez the easy put-back basket. Good to see Mariah Perez off to a strong start. 6 of UD's first 8 points. And it's 8-3. 2.5 minutes into the contest. Keith has the basketball in the left corner. Ball out of traffic to Jordan Ware between the circles. Simpkins. They throw it underneath to Mahan. She is short with the shot, and the rebound comes down to Anissa Jones. Jones quickly front court to Ivy Wolf. She has an open look from 10. Left side comes up short. Fiala rebound. Puts it back up and in. Eves on the board. 10-3. 3 minutes into the contest. Now the Harriers are not going to be harrying. Yeah, I'm going to use that play on words as much as I can tonight. Dayton will make a substitution here at the next dead ball. Driving, the ball's kicked out to Mahan. She'll shoot the three, and it's an air ball. She overshot everything. And you can hear the pep band giving her the business. Underneath Fiala, hook is up, badly missed it, but she got fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot a pair. Let's tell you about the substitutions in the contest. And foul is on... Well, we'll get to that one soon. The freshman, Danica Lightbourne, who averages 2 points a game, replaces Anissa Jones. And LaMarie Hawkins, and a 5'9 junior, averages 3 points a game for Miami. She is a local product. She's from Dayton Dunbar. And I'm sure people are very happy to see her playing here at UD Arena. As Ifia at the line makes the first one. She's a 57% free throw shooter, and it's 11-3. She's got one more. Point Dayton already up on rebound, 6-1. That should just grow. Fiala hits the second one, it's 12-3. Dayton's bigs have accounted for all but 2 points. Here's a quick shot that is missed by the Harriers, and Ifiala comes up with the rebound. Quickly up to Lightbourne, speeds past Dust, dumps it underneath for Riley Rissmiller, who's in the game, and she scores. And again, Dayton's just too big and physical, and there's a timeout, 14-3. We'll take a break. 6:25 to go, first quarter. Miami University Hamilton trails the Dayton Flyers 14-3. We shall be back.
Information Radio 1660 would like to thank the following businesses for helping us bring UD Women's Basketball to you this year. When you visit one of these businesses, be sure to mention that you heard about them during games on the radio. This year's underwriters are ACT Jewelers in Town and Country, Archer's Tavern, Arrow Wine and Spirits, Bill's Donut Shop, Bob Ross Auto Group, Butler Heating and Air Conditioning, Coin Dentistry, Dayton Art Solutions, Dominica's Italiano Restaurant, El Rancho Grande, Fat Boys Dayton, Get Active Home Medical and Mobility, Hothead Burritos, House of 10,000 Picture Frames, Kettering Dairy Queen Orange Julius, Kettering Overhead Door, Los Reyes Mexican Restaurant, Miami Valley Premier Walk-In Tubs and Showers, Mo Harrigan's Irish American Tavern, Ohio Painting Service, Roberson Law, Roederer Shoe Center, Scott Bauer Roofing, Siding, and Home Improvement, Sinorama, The Flower Shop, and USA Tire and Auto Service Center.
All right, so 14-3, Flyers have come out sharp, hitting five of their first eight shots from the field. In 1946, Miami University started offering classes in Hamilton and Middletown to meet the needs of folks living in those communities who could not attend college. That's led to the creation of five academic centers in Norwood, Dayton, Piqua, and the existing Hamilton and Middletown locations. Let's see. Miami Middletown opened in 1966. Miami Hamilton opened in 1968. Dayton and Piqua academic centers were replaced by Wright State University. Let's see here. Miami Hamilton's athletic teams were originally known as the Chiefs. Yeah, I like that nickname. But in 1997, the Miami people withdrew their support for Miami University Redskins' name, prompting the university to rename to Miami Red Hawks. While at the same time, Miami Hamilton changed their name to the Harriers, Miami Middletown changed their name to the Thunderhawks. Hamilton, they have teams, and I've mentioned this, I think, baseball, basketball, golf, tennis. Women's teams include basketball, cheerleading, softball, tennis, volleyball. And I mentioned that they're part of the United States Collegiate Athletic Association. The baseball program has been their most successful athletic program, claiming their regular season and tournament champions in 11 of the last 12 seasons. All right. So after the media timeout, we'll get back to work here. Miami inbounds it in the backcourt with Hawkins. Dayton presses. Hawkins will bring it up into the front court. She's greeted by Eve Fiala. And now Simpkins. Out of traffic, Mahan. Back between the circles to Simpkins. She draws Riley Rissmiller and throws it underneath the basket and out of bounds. Her peripheral vision was affected by the 6'4 wingspan of Rissmiller and thus forcing the second turnover in the game for the Harriers. Niall Lear averages 4 points a game. She's in the lineup. And there's a bad pass intended for Fiala. It's off her fingertips. And that's a turnover. And Hawkins over to Simpkins into the front court. Now Mahan is hounded. Between the circles, it's to Nigua. Now Mahan will drive underneath the basket. She has the ball poked away. 14 seconds for the Harriers to get off a shot. 5:35 to go first quarter. Dayton is up 14-3. We'll keep you up to date. There's some activity in the A-10 already tonight, so we'll tell you what's going on. There was a game this afternoon that, frankly, was a lot more competitive than I thought it would be. 8 seconds to shoot. Simpkins has it. Simpkins will gun up the three, and it's an air ball, and it goes out of bounds. So, yeah, the pep man will let her hear about that one. Substitutions. Ty Kozlova in for Ifiala. Kozlova, the transfer from Maryland out of Moscow, Russia, averages 2 points a game. Expect to see her get a lot of playing time tonight. I would think with Eleanor Maniak, Sasha Cleveland. They should all get some time, especially as this league continues to grow. Halfway through the first quarter, Dayton up 11. Riley Rissmiller underneath. She pushed off, and she has called for the foul. She smiles a little bit, but that was the right call. So we have a substitution in the lineup for Miami. Mahan is out of the lineup and into the lineup. I will tell you is, well, Dayton makes a steal and inside Anissa Jones gets the basket. Actually, the person who's in for Miami, I was told, was scratched tonight, but I'll get to that right now. I guess I need to because Leah Abramat has the basketball over to Heath, and underneath the shot is missed by Hawkins, and Niall Lear, her counterpart wearing number one, comes all the way down, dumps it for Shanna Wheeler's basket is good. Wheeler averages 4.5 points a game, and it's now 18-3, and Abramat into the front court to Simpson. Simpkins, pardon me. 18 to shoot. Driving is Heath. Heath up over Rissmiller. She cannot get it to go. And Kozlova comes down. Over to Shannon Wheeler. Wheeler drives. She will kick out. Now the ball is underneath and I'm screened. And I think Rissmiller traveled. And it is a turnover on however it happened. The Flyers have scored 14 points in a row, and they have held Miami without any points for the last 4-plus minutes. And Dayton's going to do a little pressure in the backcourt. Hawkins into the front court with Dayton up 18-3. Pilgrim looking for its 900th overall win tonight. Here is a three that spins out for Hawkins. Dayton quickly up the other end to Wheeler for another fast break layup. Dayton spread the wealth around. Jones 4 points. Wheeler 4. Perez 6. 2 each for Wissmiller and 4 for Fiala, and a turnover. Nylier over to Jones. Kozlova in the corner. She'll shoot it from the right corner and can't get it. And the rebound comes down into the hands of Shalaya Heath. Front court between the circles. Now it is Simpkins nailing a three-pointer. Caitlin doubles the output for the Harriers, trailing 20-6. Anissa Jones drives, has the ball deflected away. She gets it back. She puts it up, and the ball does not go in. And the putback is missed by Wheeler. Gets it again and puts it in. It's again that physicality for the Flyers. Shannon Wheeler has 8. Check it. Shannon Wheeler has 6. It's now 22-6. Anissa Jones pokes the ball away at midcourt, but it comes right to Hawkins, and she turns it over right to Anissa Jones, and she goes in for the layup. Anissa Jones has 6 points. It's 24-6. Dayton again with some pressure in the backcourt. Simpkins brings it up. She has the famous first name, Caitlin. We all know about Caitlin Clark. We'll be in action tomorrow night in an interesting game you can watch on Peacock at Indiana. Indiana got trounced by Shawna Green's Illinois team Monday afternoon. Here's a give-and-go, well-executed, but the ball is stripped from Shalala Heath. Nylier front court. That's already 5 turnovers on the Harriers. Shannon Wheeler on the right baseline. Takes 2 dribbles. It's kicked out, maneuvered around. Kozlova will shoot the open 3. It's short. Rebound comes right to Hawkins, and she didn't even have to move. Under 2 minutes to go in the first period. Mass substitutions for both teams coming up with the next dead ball. Driving, terrible defense by Dayton, like Matador defense. I don't know what happened there. Heath gets the 2-point basket, the easiest basket she'll get tonight. She has 5 points. It's 24-8. Again underneath, Wheeler misses the shot inside. Rebound comes down to Heath. Over to Simpkins. And the clock rolls at 1:40 to go. 13-4, Dayton leads on the rebounds, and Miami has helped Dayton out by already committing 6 turnovers. Dayton shooting 56% from the field to Miami's 25%. It's not Miami of Ohio, not the team from Oxford that Dayton won at earlier this year. It's the Hamilton brand, so I don't want to confuse anybody. Here's a ball that's batted away. It comes right to Barry Nigua, and she gets her first basket of the game, making it 24-10. Underneath, Shannon Wheeler puts it in. Shannon's going to have a field day. She has got 8 points in this contest, and it's 26-10. Kind of reminds me of the NBA All-Star game. The points are going to come fast, so fast. If you didn't know, the winning team had a 211, and I think the losing team had 186. Ball's knocked out of play by Nylier, and let's see. Perez is back in. Wolf is back in. Lightbourne is back in. For Miami, they have Randley Freeman in the lineup, 5'8 freshman. She averages 3 points a game. She's from Finneytown in the Cincinnati area. She makes her first appearance. She's in there with Abrabat, along with Hawkins. With the basketball, Stewart is in the lineup. Kara Stewart, a 5'10 freshman, averages 2 points a game. Pendleton County High School out of Falmouth, Kentucky. She missed a shot. Shannon Wheeler, half a minute to go. Out to Wolf. Wolf throws it underneath for Perez, and the ball's batted out of bounds. 31 seconds in the period, 17 to shoot. Jordan Ware is also in for Miami. I always wind up telling you 4 of the 5, and I can never get all 5 in at the same time. So I think now I've told you the 5 in for Miami, at least at this particular moment. Ivy Wolf to throw it in. 14-4 on the rebounds for the Flyers, and Lightbourne misses it from the left side, but a long weak side rebound. Wheeler takes it back and puts it in. Shannon Wheeler has 10 points. It's 28-10. The Harriers can go for one. See if they do that. They're driving to the basket. Simpkins is cut off. And now 8 seconds to go. Abrabat loses the basketball. Dayton should be able to get a basket before the end of the period. It's Lightbourne putting it in. Beats the buzzer. It's 30-10. And everything going right for the Flyers in this game that was created on the fly. 30-10 is the score. Second quarter action after this.
Information Radio 1660 would like to thank the following businesses for helping us bring UD Women's Basketball to you this year. When you visit one of these businesses, be sure to mention that you heard about them during the games on radio. This year's underwriters are ACT Jewelers in Town and Country, Archer's Tavern, Arrow Wine and Spirits, Bill's Donut Shop, Bob Ross Auto Group, Butler Heating and Air Conditioning, Coin Dentistry, Dayton Art Solutions, Demnica's Italiano Restaurant, El Rancho Grande, Fat Boys Dayton, Get Active Home Medical and Mobility, Hothead Burritos, House of 10,000 Picture Frames, Kettering Dairy Queen Orange Julius, Kettering Overhead Door, Los Reyes Mexican Restaurant, Miami Valley Premier Walk-In Tubs and Showers, Mo Harrigan's Irish American Tavern, Ohio Painting Service, Roberson Law, Rotorer Shoe Center, Scott Bauer Roofing, Siding, and Home Improvement, Signorama, The Flower Shop, and USA Tire and Auto Service Center.
All right, so great news for a couple of other programs going on. Kind of give you some good news here. Baseball played at Vanderbilt last night. Vanderbilt comes into this game in whatever poll, ranked sixth in the country. Dayton scores 7 runs in the 8th inning. They improve their record to 3-1, and they win the game 8-5. Over last weekend, they battled the elements and won 2 out of 3 at home against Lindenwood. Not the best weather conditions. They've got 3 games this weekend at Wake Forest. And in last night's game, 3 hits and 3 RBIs for Alejandro Cazorla. Nick Wissman did a great job in relief pitching. He went 2 1/3 and had 4 strikeouts. So baseball, good news there. Softball, I don't have a score on this. Maybe I'll try to get one if I can. Softball is playing this afternoon at California State Northridge. Then they play 5 games this weekend at UC San Diego. They went 4-1 in a couple weekends ago in the Heart of Georgia Classic. So I'll see if I can get a score on that at some point in the not-too-distant future. Remind you that last home game is coming up a week from Saturday. It'll be a noon game. There is Senior Day that day, and it's also Alumni Day. Halftime, there will be an alumni recognition. And if anybody is listening and they want information, you can email Julie Bolden at jbolden2@udayton.edu. That's jbolden, B-O-L-D-E-N, the number 2, at udayton.edu. There is a giveaway. First 150 fans will get a Dayton women's basketball replica jersey. And, of course, this game tonight is part of Black History Month. Halftime, we've got the Dance Expressions, whatever that is. Now, don't forget, Senior Day, being honored will be Mariah Perez, Ty Kozlova, Nisa Jones, as well as Destiny Bohannon. All right, underway second quarter, Dayton up 30-10 and 33-10. Ivy Wolf from the left wing connects on a three-pointer. She's the team's best three-point marksman at 35%. She's on the board for the first time in this game. And with the basketball is Barry Nigwa. The shot is missed. 2 free throws, the first 2 of the night for the Harriers. And Mariah Perez picks up the foul. That is her first. And Nigwa is at the line. The Harriers only shoot about 58% from the free throw line. Nigwa connects on the first. She's a little bit over the average. She's at 67%. And they've got some players who are in the 40s. Next free throw comes up short. No block out. So the Harriers retain possession, and they will drive to the basket with between the circles Jordan Ware. She's trying to post up Wheeler. She draws double coverage. 5 to shoot. Don't know if they realize it. And a 3 is connected for Ababal. And the shot is good. So She's on the board for the first time in this game. That's the third three-pointer in the game for the Harriers, and it's 33-14 Dayton, 1 minute into this quarter. Ivy Wolf connects on another three, this time from the right baseline, making it 36-14. And with the basketball, it's Abra Botts. I think I said Abra Ball, but it's Abra Botts. She has the basketball. There's a cross-court pass over to Jordan Ware. Ware between the circles, out to Kara Stewart. Stewart drives all the way in and throws it up off the backboard and misses. Comes down to Danica Lightborn. Out to Wolf. She will drive. She will kick it out. Bohan in the open three, right side, in and out. Perez, though, gets it back, and she'll go to the line to shoot two because she's hacked. The foul's on Stewart. Oh, Nagua picked up the foul instead. That's her first. Flyers come back in with Lear, Kozlova, and Jones, replacing a Wolf, Lightborn, and Wheeler. Tell you about Shannon Wheeler. 5 of 7 from the field, 10 points in this game, 3 rebounds. Perez at the line. First one is off the mark. One more coming from Mariah Perez. Dayton shooting from the field, 60%, 15 of 25. Perez free throw misses this. No blockout, comes to Bohannon. She got fouled in the act of shooting, so it's her turn to go to the line, where she is at 81% on the season. Ifiala comes in for Dayton, replacing Mariah Perez. Bohannon at the line. 8:13 to go, first half. If you're just joining us, Dayton up 36-14, and no, they're not doing this to Davidson. Perez, a check at Bohannon, free throw is good, so she's on the board for the first time. One more coming. It's good again. Dayton out the line is 6 of 8 compared to 1 of 2 for the Harriers, and into the front court is Freeman. Dayton had Sydney Freeman last year, but she chose not to play this year, though she still attends the university. Turnaround, tough shot. Freeman connects on a two-pointer. Puts her on the board, and Dayton's up 38-16. Nia Lear between the circles. One bounce inside Kozlova, outside to Lear. Takes her eye off the ball, but she's able to track it down before it's a shot clock, backcourt violation. 13 seconds to shoot. Kozlova traveled. They let her get away with it, and she shoots a three and nails it. Kozlova, that's the third three of the game for Dayton. It's 41-16, 7.5 minutes to go in the first half. We'll talk Wright State women's basketball at halftime. Driving and an air ball is up by Freeman. She challenged the Dayton bigs and didn't do very well with it. Nia Lear, front court left side. Ball is posted underneath to Fiala. Her pass is deflected. Comes to Kozlova. A three is good. It's good to see the young lady who averages 2 points a game. She has a couple threes, and it's 44-16. Actually, everybody's going to get in on this party tonight, it looks like. Driving, a shot is falling in for Abra Botts. Her two-pointer makes 5 points for her in the game, 44-18. Nia Lear will drive the lane. It's deflected from her. She tries a no-look pass that is deflected out of bounds off of a Harrier. And they bring in three. I'll just tell you who the five are in for the Harriers if I can pull this off. They have Heath. They have Simpkins. They have Stewart. They have Mahan. And they have Mary Nigua. It's just 15 to shoot. It's underneath for Fiala. A lot of contact, and they're going to send the balls off of Fiala. Even though she got sandwiched and bumped, there was no call. Danica Lightborn comes back in for the Flyers. She will replace Ty Kozlova. Gets a nice hand with her 2 3-pointers. 6:38 to go, first half. Dayton up 44-18. Backcourt is Caitlin Simpkins. She comes into the front court. She's on the dribble. Lear knocks it away, and Simpkins tries to save it, and the ball goes out of bounds. And they're going to say that apparently it was off of Nia Lear. And throwing it in the backcourt will be Barry Nigua. And the ball is stolen, and Anissa Jones gets the easy basket, giving her 8 points. We know about turnover issues. That's 7 in the game for Miami. as they trail this 46-18. Actually make it 8 turnovers for Miami. 15-footer, nice looking shot, good for Shalaya Heath. She shoots 58% from the two-point stripe, and she has a team-high 7 points, but her team is in quite a hold down, 46-20. And here's Lightbourne, the three. She misses it from the right side, and the rebound is taken for Abby Mahan. And there's a whistle, and I think we have an injury to Heath. She is bent over. I don't know if she got poked in the ribs or what happened, but she is in some pain. Coach goes over to pat her on the back, and she is still bent over. And she's now out of the game, obviously. I don't know if it was, I mean, she's trying to walk it off. I don't know if she got, again, poked, and the old saying is that she got the wind knocked out of her, but she's still bent over, and she will hopefully be okay. So 5:40 to go, and into the front court, there's an overplay by Bohannon and a foul. That is her first. Heath is still not feeling very good, kind of holding her ribcage area a little bit, but we'll see if she comes back in. Mahan drives, and they're going to call a charge? No, they're going to call a Fiala. They're going to call her for a foul, and that's her first. Dayton has 3 or 4 team fouls this period, depending on if they're updating it on a timely manner, but they're going to say in the act of shooting. So Abby Mahan, only a 42% free throw shooter, is at the line, and it gets worse for her, not better. She misses the first. Well, no trainer is talking with Heath, though she still doesn't look very comfortable. Mahan connects on the second free throw, so she's on the board with a point. 46-21, if you're just joining us here on 1660 Information Radio in this quickly arranged game. Niall Lear drives, draws double coverage. It's out to Lightbourne. She will drive and has her shot cleanly rejected out of bounds on a good defensive play by Kara Stewart. Riss Miller and Wheeler are back in, and Fiala and Bohannon are out. Speaking of out, I really don't anticipate that we're going to see one of the nation's leading rebounders tonight in Ariana Smith, who comes in averaging 9.5 points a game and 11 rebounds. Riss Miller is triple teamed like bees to honey, but she's able to get it out of traffic. Now back over to Riss Miller, and she'll go up and force it in. That's using the 6-4 frame to your advantage. Riley has 4 points, and another turnover by the Harriers. Comes to Niall Lear. She drives and misses the shot. Riss Miller tries to follow it up. She can't. The ball is up to Hawkins ahead of the field. She puts it up over Lightbourne, scores it. Hawkins on the board with her first points. Dayton's up 48-23. Can't turn your head because the way the turnovers have been happening so quickly by Miami, I might miss one. They have 9 turnovers in this game. Dayton's been on the other end of that, of course, many times this year. Riley Riss Miller posts, misses. Wheeler's able to take it, put it back in. Shannon now has 12 points. I don't have stats, but I might have to go grab stats at halftime and see what Shannon Wheeler's career high is. Now stopping and popping on the left side. The shot is missed. But the weak side rebound comes down to Kara Stewart. She throws it up over Riss Miller and banks it in. That's like a panic shot. It's like, oh, God, this 6'4 woman's coming at me. I got to just throw it up off the glass. And she got the shot to go. So Stewart's on the board, first 2 points. 50-25, Dayton has doubled up the Harriers. And here's a 3 by Riss Miller. It's off the mark. Shannon Wheeler with the rebound. Comes to Anissa Jones. She'll drive on Mahan, who effectively cuts her off to Niall Lear. She'll take the 3, and it's off the mark. No good. Mahan comes down with the rebound. We will have our media timeout at the next dead ball, so we'll alert our local stations to be ready to break. Mahan with it. Over to Simpkins. She'll shoot the 3, and this doesn't go. And Riss Miller comes up with the rebound. Niall Lear up court. Not a good decision, considering there were 2 Harriers to 1 Flyer, but it's off of Miami and Hamilton, and Dayton will get the basketball. We get to break. 3:30 to go first half. Dayton has doubled up. Miami 50-25. We shall return.
Information Radio 1660 would like to thank the following businesses for helping us bring UD Women's Basketball to you this year. When you visit one of these businesses, be sure to mention that you heard about them during the games on radio. This year's underwriters are ACT Jewelers in Town and Country, Archer's Tavern, Arrow Wine and Spirits, Bill's Donut Shop, Bob Ross Auto Group, Butler Heating and Air Conditioning, Coin Dentistry, Dayton Art Solutions, Demnica's Italiano Restaurant, El Rancho Grande, Fat Boys Dayton, Get Active Home Medical and Mobility, Hothead Burritos, House of 10,000 Picture Frames, Kettering Dairy Queen Orange Julius, Kettering Overhead Door, Los Reyes Mexican Restaurant, Miami Valley Premier Walk-In Tubs and Showers, Mo Harrigan's Irish American Tavern, Ohio Painting Service, Roberson Law, Rotorer Shoe Center, Scott Bauer Roofing, Siding, and Home Improvement, Signorama, The Flower Shop, and USA Tire and Auto Service Center.
All right, so I had the date wrong on the softball. They're going to play tomorrow, not this afternoon, unless they delayed it. They're going to play at Cal State Northridge tomorrow. That it's at 1 o'clock Eastern to open their four-game West Coast trip. So Cal State Northridge is 8-1, by the way. So this will be the first meeting between those teams. All right, so it's been Dayton 30-10 in the first quarter, 20-15 in this quarter, and Shannon Wheeler's having quite a day. 6 of 8 from the field, 12 points to go along with 5 rebounds. Anissa Jones has 8 points to go along with 4 rebounds. Kozlova, Wolf, Perez all have 6 points. Riss Miller and Ifiala have 4. Lightbourne and Bohannon have 2. And Nylear, we're waiting for her to score. She has not done so yet in this game. For Miami, they have Heath leading the way with 7 points. Hawkins has 2. Stewart has 2. Mahan has a free throw. Simpkins has 3. Nigwa has 3. Ware has not scored. Freeman has 2. And Abrabat has 5 points. Dayton shooting 56% from the field to Miami's 42. Dayton is 4 of 11 from 3. Miami is 3 of 7 from the free throw line. Dayton is 6 of 8. Miami is 2 of 4. Dayton 4 turnovers. That's nice to see. Miami has 9. In rebounds, 23-9 Dayton. And bench points, 24-11 Dayton. And points in the paint, 28-10 Dayton. And fast break points, 14-2 Dayton. And you are up to date with everything going on in this game. And Shannon Wheeler, she gets another basket. Nope, she shot it a little too hard off the glass. Missed it. She's now 6 of 9 from the field. Caitlin Simpkins is cut off. Gets the basketball over to Nigua. She holds it and has to get rid of it on the overplay. Draws double coverage. It's out of traffic to Caitlin Simpkins. 10 on the shot. Simpkins has to do something with it. Over to Nigua. And now driving is Nigua in the paint. She banks it in. Tough shot for Barry. And she has 5 points, and it's 50-27. Heath's still on the bench. I think she's okay. No, I think she took a rib bang earlier. Driving. Anissa Jones makes it look easy. She scores a basket. Now she has 10 points. In fact, I said Heath, I think, is okay. And Heath's going to check back in the game, which is good news for the Harriers. Anybody listening to our broadcast in that area with our link on their webpage, we hope you're enjoying the broadcast. So Heath is back in for Stewart. And we are at 2:28 to go in the first half. Dayton up convincingly 52-27 as Davidson couldn't make it, didn't have enough players, and had to forfeit this game. And probably puts some future games for them in quite peril. 20 to shoot. Simpkins, nice fake out, missed the 3 from the corner, and the rebound comes to Anissa Jones. Quickly up court, Ivy Wolf out to Riss Miller. Hits the trailer. It's Kozlova, the 3, right side. Can't get it. Tries to follow with the rebound, but it comes to Barry Nigua. Nigua looks around, double covered, wide open 3. Hawkins banks it in. Nice looking shot for Hawkins. 5 points for her, 52-30. Miami playing tough this period, only down 22-17. Riss Miller draws double coverage. Out to Ivy Wolf, the 3, bang. Wolf's third 3 of the game. She's got 9, 55-30. Minute 40 to go. Miami 2 team fouls this period. Dayton is over the limit. Abby Mahan, front court. Out of traffic, driving is Heath. Banks it in. Good looking shot. Heath has 9 points. 55-32. Wolf front court. We're going to see Fiala coming back in for Dayton if she gets a chance. If we get a stoppage in play. But right now we're at 110 to go in the first half. Driving Wolf. Kicked out Riss Miller. Shoots a three top of the key. She got it. Riss Miller has seven. She's got a good touch from the outside. Dayton up 58-32. Dayton scored 116 a few years ago against Rhode Island. I'd say there's a good chance they're going to break that tonight. I'm going to get stats and see what if that's their all-time record, which could be broken in this game. So Mahan is double-teamed. It's underneath, and it's a turnover, and it comes to Ivy Wolf. Quickly up court. Here's Anissa Jones. She is fouled by Hawkins, her first foul. And we'll see Anissa Jones at the line for the first time tonight, where she is at 66% on the season. 40 seconds to go, first half. Dayton up 58-32. Riley Riss Miller will take a break. They're going to sneak Lightbourne in this game. First free throw, Anissa Jones is good. Apparently, they want to bring Lightbourne in for Jones. Again, 40 seconds left in the half. Free throw is good. Anissa has a dozen. Ties Wheeler for team high. And Lightbourne does come in for Ivy Wolf. And now the ball's into the backcourt. Simpkins challenged by Lightbourne. Breaks the pressure. 20 to shoot. 30 in the half. Abby Mahan holds it. Underneath. Bad pass. And the ball goes out of bounds. That's turnover number 11 for Miami. And again, four first half turnovers for UD. And that's a good talking point with the coach after this game. That's been a big problem for UD on the season. Flyers going for the last shot, up 60-32. Lightbourne holds it at 12. Underneath for Fiala. One dribble, it's kicked out. Here's the three. Jones hits it. Anissa has 15, 63-32. And that will do it. So Dayton wins the first quarter 30-10. Dayton wins the second quarter. Another consistent 33-22, scoring the last 8 points of the quarter. So halftime is coming up, and what we're going to do is give a little bit of coverage to the D1 women's program on the other side of the city. That would be Wright State. And they actually made an announcement this week that I was extremely happy about. They have extended the contract of Coach Carrie Hoffman for 3 years, which guaranteed first hopes in recruiting, considering she only had 1 year left. But now she is under contract through the 2027-2028 year. And it's been a difficult week for Wright State. They dropped a game last Saturday, and then last week. Then they dropped a game to Northern Kentucky on Saturday by the score of 77-63, getting outscored in the fourth period 21-12. And that drops Wright State's record to 15-13, 9-8 in the Horizon League. And they have the leading score in the Horizon League out of Centerville. That would be Alexis Hutchison, who struggled last week, going 5 of 28 from the field in the two games. Wright State, uncharacteristically, in the Northern Kentucky game, had 15 turnovers. So I had a chance to, along with a couple other people, sit down with Carrie Hoffman, talk about it. So you're going to hear that coming up during our halftime. We're going to break, and then when we get back, we will give you an update on the Wright State women tonight. They are hosting Robert Morris. We'll also give you an update on the other scores in the A-10. But right now, with Dayton up 63-32 over Miami University Hamilton, I pretty much went over all the scoring earlier, but I will tell you that Anissa Jones has 15, Shannon Wheeler has 12, So let's take a break, halftime, and we will hear the press conference with Kerry Hoffman after their game last Saturday against Northern Kentucky. We will then return live, but right now we will take a break.
Okay, Simon, what are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
That's right. And what do people normally wear?
Clothes.
Exactly. So now mommy's going to teach you how to dress yourself. Clothes keep us warm, they look good, and if we go out without them, the neighbors will talk. So it's important to know how to get dressed. Here's how it's done. Underwear always comes first, name tag at the back, then pants, then shirt. Get the first button in the right hole, or you have to start all over. If you're wearing a tie, it goes over, round, round, through, and pull tight. Tuck your shirt into your pants and zip up your fly. Socks go in first, then shoes, right on right, left on left. With shoelaces, just take the ends, cross them over, switch the loops. The rabbit goes down the hole, pull tight, and you're left with bunny ears.
I love bunnies.
Good to know. Now remember, spots don't go with stripes, socks don't go with sandals, and if you've tucked in your shirt, wear a belt. Got it? Why are your pants on your head?
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
It's halftime at UD Arena. Our halftime program today is being brought to you by the Bob Ross Auto Group on Loop Road in Centerville. Now let's head back to the studios for halftime.
At one point, you're up 24-17, so it's not like, you know, we've been talking about digging these holes all the time. But,
yeah.
So that didn't happen, but aside from that, you're right. I mean, what happened?
Yeah, I mean, we're just not playing very smart basketball, you know. We're getting scored on every possession. We're coming down and taking difficult unbalanced shots. And we've lost like some of our fundamentals and some of our luster for sure. So I don't know. I mean, I think this group is too good to not have confidence in them. We'll figure it out, but man alive, these are the dog days, and sometimes, you know, they get the best of you, and I think we're in that little bit of a rut, and it's frustrating.
If it wasn't, you know, something that's happened often, I would say maybe it was the whole senior night thing, but, you know, but it's been too often where you get into these ruts and they're just not playing well.
Yeah, I think we've just started to play really tight for whatever reason. I don't know if we're just looking too far ahead. You know, we're playing really tight, and that's just not who we've been all year. We've been able to make the plays, we've been able to come back and punch back, and we aren't doing that right now, and we're kind of living and dying on every shot and not shooting the ball great. I mean, what do we shoot? Yeah, 22%. Like, that's just bad.
Is it simplistic to just say if the three-pointers don't fall, you don't win?
No, because we've won plenty of games this year without shooting well. We are a much more balanced team that way. So, we can score score at the rim as well as we can now shooting three. We're not the same three-point shooting team that we were. So
Alexis in a rut, what do you do for her?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. She's too good of a player to really dwell on it. I think we maybe need to call a couple more things for her early on and have direct plays, and I don't know. I don't know. Just a confidence thing maybe.
Seemed like Rachel responded from a scoreless game well today, especially on rebounds. She crashed the boards very well.
Yeah, Rachel's been solid. She's played really well for us. And, yeah, 15 boards, 13 points. She's been great. Proud of her for that.
Seemed like Western Kentucky, Northern Kentucky, I get all those directional schools mixed up. Seems like they just kind of methodically, it wasn't like one big run. It seems like they just kind of methodically pulled away.
Yeah.
Is it just...
We just didn't quite have an answer in the fourth. You know, I think it was a six-point game to start the fourth, and we just didn't quite have an answer. We could have got it to a one possession immediately, and that was what we were expecting. So, you know, that's where they just kind of, like, kept that 10-point lead for, it seemed like, the entire fourth.
And it seemed like Casey came down on a fast break, and I don't know if the ball slipped out of her hand or if she was going to pass it and then decided not to, but it slipped out, and that was kind of a fast break. You get some points, it was momentum changes, and instead...
Yeah, we turned it over 15 times, and, you know, they had us rattled for some reason. And we couldn't even dribble. We couldn't even pass there for a little bit, you know. We just looked really, really rattled. So, I don't know. I think they're just playing really tight. I think they're worried about seeding and, you know, everything we've done up to this point, and they're just playing really, really tight.
So what can you change practice-wise to get ready for Robert Morris, if anything?
Yeah, I think we'll just keep challenging them to get better. You know, I think we can't peter out here. We can't just expect things to change without trying to improve. And so we'll just show up and try to improve. And I don't think we drastically need to change anything. I think we just need better production on the floor. And for some reason, we're just not getting it from our best players right now.
Were you frustrated with the defense against number 11, Mitchell Steen, 21 points in the first half?
Yeah, absolutely.
What could you try? I mean, you had Rachel on her for a while. Or Lane, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Lane. We put size on her. And she did okay, but there was just a decent amount of switching going on, so you couldn't really keep the same person on her. And she just got right-handed drives as often as she wanted to and did a really good job scoring when she got there. So, you know, we tried to limit her as much as we could, but she's a really good player, and we made her look even better.
And then the second half, the number 5, McCray, she took over.
Yeah, and she was in foul trouble to start, you know, the game. So we talked about that at half. It's like, don't focus so much on only Mitchell Steen. Like, Carter's McCray's going to come back in and do her thing too. So we had more of a defensive powerhouse to stop there.
I've seen this team play enough, and you've seen them play a lot more than me. I don't think you have to worry about their confidence, but what do you do to just kind of kickstart them?
I don't know. I thought we had it figured out before this game. You know, I thought we had a really good week, you know, a couple days after losing our last game, and I thought we had it. But, again, living and dying on every shot is not the way to play.
Right.
And then when you're not putting up much resistance on the defensive end, it's going to be a long game. So we've got to just be sharper on both ends. And, you know, we'll show up and do the same thing and try to get better in practice, and hopefully the product is better on Wednesday night.
The halftime program was brought to you today by the Bob Ross Auto Group on Loop Road in Centerville. Now let's head back to the arena for the second half of today's contest.
So we've got about 6 minutes before the second half gets underway. Dayton up convincingly over Miami University Hamilton, 63-32. We will have an interview that I taped a while back with Trendale Perkins, the last interview with the assistant coaches. That will be at halftime of the Rhode Island game. And actually, I was thinking, right, State was going to actually win this game pretty easily tonight. They are hosting at the Nutter Center a 6-20 Robert Morris team. And this is anything but an easy victory. This is 37 Wright State, 33 Robert Morris at the half. A game in which Robert Morris has shot 50% from the field compared to Wright State's 45%. Wright State not a great rebounding team, but they are winning the rebounds 18-10. And it's good to see a bounce back from Centerville's Alexis Hutchison. She's got a game-high 14 points, 5 of 9 from the field to go along with 8 rebounds. Baumhauer has 11 points. We'll try to keep you updated. In the meantime, let's check and see right now what is going on in the Atlantic 10, shall we? There's a lot of action. There was actually a game this afternoon. It was the last school day game. And Duquesne defeated George Washington 79-69. They actually had to break it open in the fourth quarter. They won the fourth quarter 22-13. It was a well-played game, only 21 total turnovers in it. And Meg McConnell just continues to put up the stats for Duquesne. She had 18 points, 8 rebounds. The Dukes had 5 in double figures. For George Washington, Nia Robertson had a great game with 29 points. And Taiwo on the boards again was ferocious. She had 15 rebounds. So Duquesne wins at 79-69. Let's see what else is going on. Fordham, they're up on St. Louis at the half. That score is 46-34. For the Billikens, Payne Kennedy leads with 11 for Fordham. Wow, Donaldson, and she's the leading scorer in the conference. You want to know why? Tonight, she has 17 points on 7 of 9 from the field. Hayford has 13 points as well. Let's check out another game. Loyola is Dayton's next opponent, and they're leading at the half tonight over UMass. That scores 33-22. UMass has nobody in double figures. Loyola has Berg. She's a good three-point shooter. She has 10 points in that game for Loyola. Both teams shooting about 38% from the field. We'll look at this one. Wow. If this holds up, wow. St. Bonaventure last place in the conference, or nearly, no, not quite last, but not having a good season. They are leading George Mason 34-24. They've outscored George Mason 18-14 in the first and 16-10 in the second. And this one is a surprise, a big surprise. Let's get you some information. George Mason's only shooting 28% from the field. The Bonnies are shooting 48%. Fields leads the way with 10. And again, if that holds up, well, that's a shocker. Let's see. And then we have a couple of finals for you. Well, we got another surprise, but I'll hold on to that. Richmond, no problem at home. They defeated LaSalle 74-54. And in fact, they were up by 28 after three quarters. In this game, LaSalle had Melios with 12 to lead three in double figures. Richmond, they had four in double figures. Ullstrom, the big game off the bench, had 20 points. Richmond pounded LaSalle on the boards 45-29. Here's the one that surprises me. We'll have to update the standings for you, but St. Joe led VCU at the half 36-23. You'd think they were in cruise control, right? Nope. St. Joe got outscored by VCU 19-4 in the third quarter and 17-8 in the fourth quarter. And VCU, that's a big victory for them. St. Joe only shot 31% from the field in the game. Ziegler did have a double-double with 13 points and 11 rebounds. And for VCU, let's see who did their damage. Up, Sarah Tibiasu, no surprise, she had 16 points in a game in which VCU shot 44% from the field. And if we look at rebounds, St. Joe clubbed them 41-34, but they could not make shots. So VCU wins at 59-48. I want to take one more break and hear from our underwriters, so if we could get that ready. Then we'll come back for the second half. Dayton leads this over Miami University Hamilton 63-32, and we will be back.
Information Radio 1660 would like to thank the following businesses for helping us bring UD Women's Basketball to you this year. When you visit one of these businesses, be sure to mention that you heard about them during the games on radio. This year's underwriters are ACT Jewelers in Town and Country, Archer's Tavern, Era Wine and Spirits, Bill's Donut Shop, Bob Ross Auto Group, Butler Heating and Air Conditioning, Coin Dentistry, Dayton Art Solutions, Demnicas Italiano Restaurant, El Rancho Grande, Fat Boys Dayton, Get Active Home Medical and Mobility, Hothead Burritos, House of 10,000 Picture Frames, Kettering Dairy Queen Orange Julius, Kettering Overhead Door, Las Reyes Mexican Restaurant, Miami Valley Premier Walk-In Tubs and Showers, Mo Harrigan's Irish American Tavern, Ohio Painting Service, Roberson Law, Roederer Shoe Center, Scott Bauer Roofing, Siding, and Home Improvement, Signorama, The Flower Shop, USA Tire and Auto Service Center.
So a couple things to watch. Shannon Wheeler has 12 points. She has a career high, which she's done twice, of 14 points. The last was February the 4th. Anissa Jones has 15 points, and she has a career high against St. Louis of 20 points. So we'll keep those in mind. She has a season high of 17 against Lindenwood. So, again, a couple of those things to keep in mind as we are ready to go for the start of the second half. Sit back, enjoy. We'll relax on this one. We'll see how long the starters are in, and we'll see how much we'll see of Maniac, and we'll see how much we'll see of Cleveland, if at all, for both of them. And they should get some playing time in the second half. But right now, it's Heath inside, and Simpkins can't hit the shot underneath. It's out to Ivy Wolf. Wolf will drive all the way in, unencumbered, missed. Fiala gets it back. She'll go to the line, and she got fouled in the act of shooting. And the foul is on, I think, Jordan Ware. She picks up her second. Can you turn the crowd mic down? I'm getting overpowered by this ambient noise. Ifial at the free throw line. She's got 4 points. She can add to that. She's got that one-handed push shot that she connects. Fiala, of course, a couple weeks ago, the A-10 Rookie of the Week. Eve getting a lot of playing time, which is great, especially as her development for next year. Her next free throw is also good, so it's nice to see she is 4-4 at the free throw line. And Dayton's lead is 65-32 as we are into the front court. Start thinking about who we want to talk to after the game. This keeps up. We haven't talked to Shannon Wheeler this year. I would like to do that. As Abby Mahan takes her eye off the ball and lets it go out of bounds. So Ivy Wolf into the front court. Big smile on her face. It's Perez to Jones. Jones pushes off, gets away with it. She's between the circles, backs off outside the three-point stripe. Now Perez, bullet pass, corner for Bohannon, drives the baseline, kick out for Fiala, almost over her head, but at 6'4", she's able to corral it. 10 on the shot. Free throw line, Jones. It's good. Anissa Jones. There's a career high. She's got 17. I guess she had a career high before that, or did she? To check that out. Dayton up 67-32. Doesn't have a career high, 20. So she's not quite there yet. She's got 17. As we had a foul. Anissa Jones got the foul. Her second foul. 8:40 to go, third quarter. 67-32. Free throw time for Barry Nagua, who's one of two at the line. She checks in with 5 points. So she's going to go to the line right now. Free throw does not go. She's got another one coming. Sights it, shoots it. This one falls in. 6 points for her. 67-33. Dayton, the Flyers have the basketball. Perez between the circles. Bohannon. Destiny uses a Perez pick. Out to Wolf. For Perez now, on the baseline, kick out to Bohannon, quickly in the corner, driving is Jones, kick out Bohannon, she'll shoot the three up over Mahan and swish it in. Destiny has 5 points, 70-33. Quickly speeding into the front court is Simpkins. She looks for the back door and gets it to Ware, who travels. Nice idea, but the execution didn't work. Niall Air comes back in for the Flyers, replacing Ivy Wolf. Riley Rissmiller comes back in, replacing Mariah Perez. Nice to see the smile on Riley Rissmiller. Sometimes it looks like she can be hard on herself, and she kind of looks down, but not today. And she looks healthy after she missed some games due to a foot injury where she's wearing a boot. Underneath Ifiala, she works hard and she draws the foul on Heath. That's her first. So Eve goes back to the line. This keeps up. Eve may be getting a career high. She had 15 against the Billikens earlier this year. That is her career high. She has 6 points in this game. Can make it 8. With a couple of free throws here. Crowd is hushed. Free throw good. One more coming. Five for five at the line. Am I going to jinx her? Yeah, I knew it. Missed. 71-33 is the score. Front court at Simpkins. Over to Freeman. Freeman will drive on Fiala. Go past her. Bank it up and in. Freeman has 4 and it's 71-35. Quickly the other way, it's Anissa Jones. Between the circles, over to Nia Lear. Lear holds it. And now Rissmiller. She takes 2 dribbles and gets it over to Bohannon. Nia Lear dumps it, give and go for Fiala. Guess who's going to go to the line to shoot 2 more? Turns into the Eve Fiala free throw clinic. Simpkins picked up a foul. And Ifiala is back at the free throw line. And Shannon Wheeler is going to come back in. Ifiala is the daughter of Catherine and Sabina Fiala. She has an undecided major. And the free throw rims off. And if you have not read the feature on her, this goes back to last June, in the Dayton Daily News by Tom Archdeacon, that is a must read. You can actually go in archives, find that. You want to read that. The free throw is good. And Eve, some good work. We'll sit down and Wheeler's back in. And Anissa Jones and company are going to press in the backcourt. Working on some things here. Brandley Freeman, front court with the basketball. She will drive. Pondit got away with it. Ball's off to Heath. Heath drives in a crowd. Can't get the layup to go. Rebound to Anissa Jones. Jones all the way down. Kick out. Bohannon in the corner. To Riley Rissmiller. 20 on the shot. Dayton up comfortably. 72-35 of Miami University. Hamilton Branch. Rissmiller another three. This one's too hard. And the rebound comes down to Abby Mahan, the 5'8 sophomore. Gives the pumpkin off to Freeman. Freeman guarded by Wheeler will challenge her, and Wheeler will block the shot cleanly, and the ball goes right to Riley Rissmiller. Kozlova and Lightbourne will come back in for Dayton in a moment. 6.5 minutes to go in the third. Bohannon from the corner shoots the three and misses it. It's too long. Karam comes off to Barry Nigwa. Over to Simpkins. This Harrier team came in at 8-9. They haven't played for a couple weeks, but they are coming off a four-game winning streak. And Heath will drive on Rissmiller. That's not a good idea. And she actually slipped and lost the basketball. That's turnover number 14 in the game for Miami. Dayton still with only four. That's what you like to see. Well, Dayton now at five. I knew I'd jinx them. They turn it over. And the ball is kicked by Anissa Jones. And that gives a stoppage in play. And that's going to get Kozlova, Lightbourne, and Eleanor Maniak, who averages 1.4 a game, the crowd favorite. Like to see her do well tonight. Maniak, the 6-foot sophomore out of Hinsdale Central High School out of Clarendon Hills, Illinois. Ball is kicked in to Simpkins. Simpkins almost lost her balance. It's picked off by Nia Lear. Lear to the goal basket. Nia's on the board. Now got to get Maniak to score, and everybody who's played will have scored. 74-35. And another turnover. Here's Maniak. She'll get an assist here. Lightbourne basket. She's got four, and the coach has seen enough. 5:34. We'll take a break, too. 5:34 to go in the third quarter. Dayton's off to an 11-3 lead in this third period. They're up 76-35, and we'll be back.
Information Radio 1660 would like to thank the following businesses for helping us bring UD Women's Basketball to you this year. When you visit one of these businesses, be sure to mention that you heard about them during games on the radio. This year's underwriters are ACT Jewelers in Town and Country, Archer's Tavern, Arrow Wine and Spirits, Bill's Donut Shop, Bob Ross Auto Group, Butler Heating and Air Conditioning, Coin Dentistry, Dayton Art Solutions, Dominica's Italiano Restaurant, El Rancho Grande, Fat Boys Dayton, Get Active Home Medical and Mobility, Hothead Burritos, House of 10,000 Picture Frames, Kettering Dairy Queen Orange Julius, Kettering Overhead Door, Los Reyes Mexican Restaurant, Miami Valley Premier Walk-In Tubs and Showers, Mo Harrigan's Irish American Tavern, Ohio Painting Service, Roberson Law, Roederer Shoe Center, Scott Bauer Roofing, Siding, and Home Improvement, Sinorama, The Flower Shop, and USA Tire and Auto Service Center.
So after that timeout, Miami will have the basketball. Now coming up, supposedly, Dayton's opponent tonight, who had to forfeit, Davidson. We'll see if they have enough players Saturday. They're supposed to play Fordham at home. We'll see. The Flyers will play Sunday, 3 o'clock at Loyola. That's 3 o'clock Eastern time. They did defeat Loyola here on January 6th, 69-64, with a 24-13 fourth quarter surge. They shot 47% from the field. Ivy Wolf and Destiny Bohannon each had 22 points in that game. Ariana Smith had an impressive double-double with 11 points and 15 rebounds. Flyers clubbed Loyola on the boards in that game, 38-26. They held the top two scores for Loyola, Fisher and Galanopoulos, to a combined 9 points. Miami gets back into action next Wednesday. This Hamilton team, they'll take on their rival Miami Middletown at home at 5:30. And the UD men are playing right now, which I presume if you're listening to this, you're not really interested in the UD men, but as a matter of public service, I will tell you that the UD men, with just into the second half, lead at George Mason 38-27. They are 21-4 overall. They are 11-2 in the A-10. They are actually tied with Loyola. The UD men will be back home against Davidson. I presume their men will be healthier than their women. That will be next Tuesday at 7 o'clock on CBS Sports Network. All right, back to action. With the Flyers comfortably up in this game, 76-35. Dayton led it 30-10, and they have not been challenged at all tonight. Not that we expected that, but this will be the program's 900th career victory, and it will come in quite a comfortable fashion. So it's Simpkins challenged by Lightbourne. Over to Freeman. Freeman between the circles. She will drive on Maniac, and Eleanor cleanly blocked it out of bounds. Gives a chest bump to Ty Kozlova. Thirteen to shoot. 5-plus minutes to go in the period. Bad pass. Can it be saved by Heath? It's knocked out of bounds by Dayton. 10 seconds to shoot as the Harriers will throw it in. Harriers a bird. I had some information about them, but I lost it. But it's a bird, by the way, if you're wondering. Has nothing to do with hurrying. Heath has the ball squirt between her legs. Turnover. Quickly Lightbourne up the other way to our left. Lightbourne will set up the play. Lightbourne on the dribble. Lightbourne kick out. Kozlova back over to Lightbourne. 15 to shoot. 2-3 zone defense. Ball's inside to Wheeler. It's kicked out. Maniac, the three from the corner. Bang! Well, if you could, this is radio, if you could see the Dayton bench, they are all up loving this one. 79-35. Driving is Simpkins, up off glass, can't get it. Rebound Anissa Jones. Quickly up court, Lightbourne. Lightbourne comes all the way, whirling in, hits the bottom of the basket, and Lightbourne is fine. She hits the floor, and we'll have another timeout. All right, let's take a break. 4:23 to go, third quarter. Dayton up 79-35. Cruise control in this game. We shall be back.
Information Radio 1660 would like to thank the following businesses for helping us bring UD women's basketball to you this year. When you visit one of these businesses, be sure to mention that you heard about them during the games on radio. This year's underwriters are ACT Jewelers in Town and Country, Archer's Tavern, Arrow Wine and Spirits, Bill's Donut Shop, Bob Ross Auto Group, Butler Heating and Air Conditioning, Coin Dentistry, Dayton Art Solutions, Demnica's Italiano Restaurant, El Rancho Grande, Fat Boys Dayton, Get Active Home Medical and Mobility, Hothead Burritos, House of 10,000 Picture Frames, Kettering Dairy Queen Orange Julius, Kettering Overhead Door, Los Reyes Mexican Restaurant, Miami Valley Premier Walk-In Tubs and Showers, Mo Harrigan's Irish American Tavern, Ohio Painting Service, Roberson Law, Rotorer Shoe Center, Scott Bauer Roofing, Siding, and Home Improvement, Signorama, The Flower Shop, and USA Tire and Auto Service Center.
All right, well, I thought Wright State would maybe open this thing up on Robert Morris across town. They're not exactly doing that. 3:48 to go third quarter. They're leading Robert Morris only 45-42. All right, let's check out the A-10. And, the attendance is 1679. Not quite the year I was born, but we're close. Okay, Fordham is clobbering St. Louis, 53-36. 7 minutes to go, third quarter. Loyola is bombing out UMass, 45-31. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. St. Bonaventure, 40. George Mason, 32. I mean, that George Mason team looked quite impressive when they clobbered Dayton here. Flyers actually play at George Mason next Wednesday. I don't know what to think will happen there. Earlier, if you missed it, Duquesne, 79-69 over George Washington. VCU, 59-48. Upsetting St. Joe, holding St. Joe to 13 points in the second half. And Richmond bombed out LaSalle 74-54. And that pretty much takes care of the scores for now. Recapping, again, Anissa Jones has a career-high of 20. She has 17 points, 7 of 9 from the field to go along with her 7 rebounds. Shannon Wheeler has 12 points, 6 of 9 from the field. Those are the leading scorers for Dayton. And nobody in double figures. Heath has 9 points for Miami Hamilton. So, 4:23 to go, third quarter. As we just wait for the band to cut off, we'll get back underway. You know, there are times when I just don't want to compete with the band, and this is one of them. All right, there's the horn, band, stop. Thank you, right on cue. Ball's inbounded to Hawkins. Hawkins into the front court. Needed. Met with pressure by Lightbourne. Maybe I need to take an Ingles class. Here's a give and go. Bounce pass inside. Nigua. And it's off of a flyer. 17 to shoot. With 4:10 to go third quarter for the Harriers. Really got to respect them to at the last minute, meaning last night into this morning, agreeing to play this game on such short notice. Monetarily, I'm sure that helps the program as well. And just a great experience again for these athletes. Here's a bad pass. It's a turnover, and it comes to Shannon Wheeler. Wheeler with her 12 points. Over to Kozlova, and she puts it in. Kozlova has 8 points. And there is a foul. I think Maniak tried for a steal. A little too aggressive, and she picks up her first foul. I want to look up Kozlova, where she stands on a career high. She has a career high twice of 12. So she's getting close. She has a season high of 8 against Ohio Dominican. She's got 8 points today. 81-35 is Dayton's lead with 3:40 to go in the third period. As it's Abrabat. Here's a pass underneath for Mahan, and she traveled. So let's tell you some team stats. Why don't we? Dayton shooting 58% from the field to Miami's 41%. Dayton is shooting 9 of 19, 47% from 3. Miami is 4 of 9, 44% from the 3-point stripe. Dayton is 12 of 16 at the line, 75%. Miami is 3 of 6 at 50%. 19-5, Miami leads in turnovers. And in rebounds, Dayton's up 29-16. And we just had a foul on Hawkins. She picked up her second foul, team's fourth, but it sends Anissa Jones to the free throw line, where she has 15 points. She's 2 of 2 at the line. She gets a pair here, the first of which is good. Let's see, what else can we tell you on the stats? 36-16 bench points for Dayton, 38-16 points in the paint, and 22-2 for Dayton on fast break points. And the free throw is good. 19 for Anissa Jones, getting close to a career high. So, I'll have Ross. I'll have Norm text Ross and ask if we can talk to Anissa Jones after the game. You may as well do that now. I think that young lady would deserve it. And the ball is knocked out of bounds, and we're going to see Saja Cleveland in the lineup for the first time. She's not scored this year. She's played in 6 games. She's played 19 minutes. She's 0 of 3 from the field and has 3 rebounds, and we'll hope she can get in the scoring column as the ball is batted away. And in the backcourt, it's Hawkins. 9 to shoot. 3 minutes to go, third period. Abrabat thinks about shooting, but it is looped underneath, and it's a turnover, and it comes to Ty Kozlova. Kozlova quickly up to Lightbourne. Danica will drive, and she'll put up off glass. It's too long. It comes, though, to Wheeler, and Shannon will kick it back out. And here's the 3 from Maniak, and it's good again! Maniak is lighting it up with 6 points. Great to see. 86-35. Heck. See if we can talk to her as well. I like to talk to 2 people. And there's an air ball, and the ball's out of bounds. See if we can get Maniak and Anissa Jones, if you would. I'd love to talk to both of them. 2:27 to go in this period. Dayton 17-6. They lead the assists. in a game that, if nothing else, should give this team some confidence going into the game at Loyola. Especially when you got five turnovers in the game. The Flyers have had five turnovers in a period, not even a period, in some past performances. So this is great to see. It's not unexpected, but still, you have to execute it. On the dribble, there is a foul, and I think they have... Fiala, I think. Maybe. No, it's going. It's a foul on Miami, and it's going to put Sasha Cleveland at the free throw line. All I need are the officials to tell me what's going on. Cleveland has not been at the free throw line this year, so let's see if she can score. For the first time in the year, she does. The free throw is swished in with no problem. She's got another one. It's 87 to 35. Cleveland bends at the knee. Makes it again. 88 to 35. In front of a crowd of 1679, give or take a few. Front court of Simpkins. Deep in the corner, here is Auerbach. She is driving the baseline. It's kicked out to Nigua. Nice fake by Mahan. I thought Mahan would shoot it, but instead it's off to Nigua. Nigua, great defense by Kozlova. Driving a Simpkins. She loses it. It's on the ground. And there is a tie-up, and the possession arrow will go the Flyers' way. Kozlova will throw it in. Dayton is winning this quarter, 25-3. Miami has not scored in 6 minutes. Dayton has definitely turned up the defensive intensity. Ball's kicked out. Here's Maniak, has 2 3-pointers. Now the ball's kicked into the corner. A three is missed for Cleveland. And the rebound comes down to Auerbach. She loses it. It's another tie-up. Great hustle with Maniak. And on the alternating arrow, the ball will go to Miami. Almost said Cleveland State. It's because I got Sasha Cleveland on the mind. And Anissa Jones is going to come back in. Good to see. Lightbourne will sit down. So again, we'll have one or two people after the game. We'll also have the coach. So stay with us. Don't go. Front court on the dribble, coming all the way is Nigua. Nigua will give it on the give and go. Here's the shot for Simpkins. She can't get it to go, but a rare offensive rebound in traffic. Heath is blocked, and the Flyers get the loose pumpkin with Jones. Quickly up Maniak. Eleanor has 6, and they call her for a charge. She banked that one in, but her second foul instead. She's just getting a lot of playing time, which I'm glad to see. She's huffing and puffing, but, you know, I think she's not upset about that. Simpkins into the front court. Flyers have held Miami to 3 points this period. I don't care who you're playing. You hold a team to 3 points in a quarter, you're doing a lot right defensively. And that is good to see. 45 seconds to go. Driving is Mahan. Abby can't hit the shot, and they're going to call a charge. And Kozlova took the charge. Mahan's first foul. 40 seconds to go in the third. Smiles everywhere. Kozlova to Jones. Anissa Jones, front court. Stat of the night, if I have to say, is the 6 turnovers that Dayton has. For the game, not for the quarter. Kozlova, the 3 in the corner. In and out. Rebound, the Harriers. Quickly, I don't know why they tried that pass for Mahan. She wasn't even looking. It came to Fiala, and now Dayton can hold for the last shot. And they're holding Miami scoreless for the last 7-plus minutes of the third period. 7 seconds to go. Jones drives, splits the defenders, missed the shot. Fiala gets it and puts it in. It counts, and she's fouled. And has a chance for the 3-point play.
Ross, Ross texted back, we're going to have Eleanor after the game.
Good, okay. We can do that. Maybe she'll get a couple more baskets. You want to do that interview with her?
I can do it.
You want to help me with it?
I can do a few questions.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, study up. All right, Fiala free throw is good. All right. Abby interviewed Perez, so she's more adept at doing this than I am. 27-3, the Flyers win the third period. They're up 91-35. Fourth quarter action is coming up.
Information Radio 1660 would like to thank the following businesses for helping us bring UD women's basketball to you this year. When you visit one of these businesses, be sure to mention that you heard about them during the games on radio. This year's underwriters are ACT Jewelers in Town and Country, Archer's Tavern, Arrow Wine and Spirits, Bill's Donut Shop, Bob Ross Auto Group, Butler Heating and Air Conditioning, Coin Dentistry, Dayton Art Solutions, Demnica's Italiano Restaurant, El Rancho Grande, Fat Boys Dayton, Get Active Home Medical and Mobility, Hothead Burritos, House of 10,000 Picture Frames, Kettering Dairy Queen Orange Julius, Kettering Overhead Door, Los Reyes Mexican Restaurant, Miami Valley Premier Walk-In Tubs and Showers, Mo Harrigan's Irish American Tavern, Ohio Painting Service, Roberson Law, Rotorer Shoe Center, Scott Bauer Roofing, Siding, and Home Improvement, Signorama, The Flower Shop, and USA Tire and Auto Service Center.
All right, so our star of the game, Eleanor Maniak, will join us after the contest. Abby's studying the Eleanor Maniak press notes, so we'll see what happens there. Let's see, what are we going to talk about? A10 Hardware, let's go there. Player of the Week out of Richmond, Grace Townsend. She averaged 17.5 points per game. Rookie of the Week, co-winners. That would be George Mason's Kennedy Harris. Averaged 9.5 points per game in her first two starts of the year. Also, co-player of the co-rookie of the week, Davidson's Katie Donovan, 56% from the field, averaged 11.5 points per game. Some other good performances last week in the A-10. Meg McConnell of Duquesne, averaged 15 points a game, 9 rebounds, 5 assists, and 4 steals. Burglar of St. Joe averaged 18 points a game. Habib of George Mason averaged 15 points and 5 rebounds. Taiwo of George Mason, check it, Taiwo of George Washington had 25 rebounds in 2 games. Today she had 15 rebounds, so that's 40 rebounds in her last 3 games. And Alyssa Fisher of Loyola last week averaged 19.5 points per game. So, let's get you the A-10 standings. This is where it looks. The team I picked to win the league at the beginning of the year, not many else did, and I'm looking pretty good. Richmond is now 14-1. Richmond has the win over St. Joe, so they've got a 2-game lead. St. Joe is 13-2. Richmond still has Duquesne at home, at George Mason, and at St. Bonaventure. St. Joe has at Duquesne, home to Fordham, and home to Rhode Island. We will get the rest of the A-10 standings at our next break. Right now, the ball is inbounded to Danica Lightbourne between the circles. It's Kozlova. It's a 3, and it's off the mark. And the rebound is out of bounds and off of a Flyer. So you got Richmond at 14-1. Check it. Yeah, Richmond at 14-1. St. Joe at 13-2. And these are up to date. Let's see here. Of course, St. Joe could lose tonight. Or they did lose tonight. Pardon me. We'll get more later. A 3-pointer is missed. And Saja Cleveland into the front court. She takes 2 dribbles, hands it off to Lightbourne. Underneath Fiala posts. Fiala's tied up. The ball's on the ground. Miami is able to save it. They get it ahead of the field to Freeman. She eludes the defender and puts it home. Randley Freeman has 6, and it's 91-37. Saja Cleveland drives out to Kozlova. And now Lightbourne shoots it from the free throw line. Off the mark, too hard, no block out. Comes to Eleanor Maniak. Nice pass. Basket good for Eve Fiala. And that's 13 for Fiala. Then 7 of 9 at the line. There's a turnover, and here comes the star of the game. Maniak up court, bad pass intended for Fiala, out of bounds. So we got Richmond at 14-1, St. Joe at 13-2. Duquesne at 13-3, VCU at 12-3, George Mason at 11-3. It's pretty crowded up at the top. Rhode Island at 9-7. Davidson, after the forfeit today, is 8-7. St. Louis 6-8. Loyola 6-9. Flyers 4-10. LaSalle 4-11. George Washington 3-12. St. Bonaventure 1-13. UMass 1-14. Somehow I left Fordham out 5-9. And Dayton blocked a shot, and the foul's on Lightbulb. So going into today, the Flyers stood number 11. They would play Wednesday, March 6th at 5 o'clock against St. Bonaventure. If they end up 12th or 13th, they'll kick off the tournament in Richmond at noon on Wednesday, March the 6th. But again, there's still a lot of moving parts in that equation. Kara Stewart was 0 for 4 at the line coming in. She made the first, she missed the second. And even if she had made the second, they would have rubbed it out because of a lane violation. We will, at the next media timeout, check the A-10 scores and let you know what is going on. We have 8:15 to go. And we are ready to continue. Flyers getting ready to score 100. Not far away. It's Kozlova. To Cleveland. Cleveland over to Ty. Ty uses a screen. Three is off the mark. Too hard. But the rebound comes to Jones. Anissa goes back up on the crowd. She's going to go to the line. She got fouled. That foul's on Freeman. That's her first. Team for Anissa Jones. We are looking at the career high for her. We are anticipating it coming now. Anissa Jones again had 20 for a career high against St. Louis last year in February. These two free throws, a new career high. I don't want to jinx her. Free throw's good. She's 5 for 5 at the line. This can do it. Jones bends at the waist. Can she hit Blackjack at 21? She does not. Missed. She ties her career high, but Cleveland is able to get the rebound. It's a three for Maniak. It's off the mark. Rebound to Miami, and they throw it away right to Cleveland. She drives, and she scores. First basket of the season for Sasha Cleveland. She's got 4 points. Dayton's leads 96-38. Jordan Ware between the circles. Out to Simpkins. Simpkins will drive. She's cut off effectively by Jones, so she has to kick it out to the trailer and Kara Stewart. Stewart now will drive. Stewart will kick it out. Here's a three that rims out, and the rebound comes down to Anissa Jones. Jones now has 8 rebounds. She's the top rebounder for Dayton in this game. Anissa Jones on the dribble between the circles, and there is a foul on Abby Mahan. That's her second. Even though I called the foul on Abby Mahan, she's not even in the game. How dare me. Anyway, foul's on someone. Maybe it's on 22. Maybe it's on Kara Stewart. Anyway, Simpkins is out. And Barry Nigua is in. If we look at team fouls this period, 3 minutes in, 2 fouls on Miami and 1 on Dayton, and the 3 from Kozlova in the left corner doesn't go. Stewart comes up with the rebound. Dayton won the first, 30-10. They won the second quarter, 33-22. They won the third quarter, 28-3. They turn it over in a scrub. Miami does. Dayton leads this quarter 5-3. In transition, it is Lightbourne in the corner. Kozlova back out to Lightbourne between the circles. Danica from the Bahamas looks inside with 15 on the shot. To Maniak. Eleanor across court to Lightbourne. 10 on the shot. Lightbourne drives, muscles it up, and got it! Danica Lightbourne has 6 points. I gotta look at her career high. Okay. Career high 9 against Wichita State in a tournament in Florida earlier this year. She's getting close. Here is a three. Banks in. Top of the key for Hawkins. She's got eight. Her second three-pointer of the game. She only averages three, so she's putting up some points. 98-41. All right, this is it. Can the Flyers hit 100? Everybody here, if they hit 100, will win absolutely nothing. Lightbourne can't hit the shot. Great hustle, Kozlova. Kicks out. Manya, 10-footer for 100. Got it! That's 100, and that's done the right way. For Elena Maniak, 100-41. Oh, so happy for her. Shot badly missed. Lightbourne quickly up. Maniak. Oh, she had an open three and didn't shoot it. She now shoots it and overshot it. She actually had an open shot. She took a shot where she was well defended. Missed it. Miami turns it over. Kozlova to Cleveland. Out to Kozlova. Nice pass underneath. Basket is good for Ifeala. She's got 15. To go along with five rebounds. Dayton up 102-41. Less than 5 minutes to go. Media timeout at the next dead ball. Driving is Freeman. 17 to shoot. Kara Stewart in the lane. Can't get it. Rebound Lightbourne. Danica. Front court. And Flyers call a timeout. They're going to sub three players. Perez. They're going to sub Jones. Riss Miller. But they're not going to wait for the media timeout, which we're going to have early. Let's take a break. 4-4-4. Sounds like Wendy's. Anyway, 102-41. Dayton leads. We'll be back.
Information Radio 1660 would like to thank the following businesses for helping us bring UD Women's Basketball to you this year. When you visit one of these businesses, be sure to mention that you heard about them during the games on radio. This year's underwriters are ACT Jewelers in Town and Country, Archer's Tavern, Arrow Wine and Spirits, Bill's Donut Shop, Bob Ross Auto Group, Butler Heating and Air Conditioning, Coin Dentistry, Dayton Art Solutions, Demnica's Italiano Restaurant, El Rancho Grande, Fat Boys Dayton, Get Active Home Medical and Mobility, Hothead Burritos, House of 10,000 Picture Frames, Kettering Dairy Queen Orange Julius, Kettering Overhead Door, Los Reyes Mexican Restaurant, Miami Valley Premier Walk-In Tubs and Showers, Mo Harrigan's Irish American Tavern, Ohio Painting Service, Roberson Law, Roederer Shoe Center, Scott Bauer Roofing, Siding, and Home Improvement, Signorama, The Flower Shop, and USA Tire and Auto Service Center.
Still tracking that potential huge upset tonight. St. Bonaventure has a 5-point lead, 47-42 over George Mason with 4:21 to go. Loyola's up 13 on UMass. Fordham's up 13 on St. Louis. And let's see how Wright State's doing, shall we? Ooh, they've led the whole way, but they can't break it open. They're 59-55 with 5.5 minutes to go in this game. So it is a tight one. Wow. Alexis Hutchison's battled back from a bad week. 20 points and 13 rebounds. Good to see. The A-10 has four teams that have more than 20 wins. Now, that's significant because that's the second most in the nation with 20 wins to the Pac-12. VCU and St. Joe, top five nationally in defense. Some A-10 leaders. Donaldson of Fordham, she added to it tonight. She's averaging 17.5 points a game. Brugler and McMakin are the second and third leading scorers. Again, Ariana Smith not playing tonight. Sixth nationally in rebounds, 11 a game. Ziegler of St. Joe, 10 rebounds a game. Fourth nationally. McConnell of Duquesne, 9 rebounds a game. Field goal percentage prior of Davidson, 57%. Phillips of Rhode Island has made 77 threes. That's eighth nationally. Four three-pointers. Ryan of Richmond, 49%. Mallory Haynes of Duquesne. No, of Davidson and Gallinopoulos of Loyola, both at 46%. Julia Martinez of St. Louis leads with 6 assists. Abby Budnick of Richmond is 8th nationally in blocks with 70. The former Flyer, Tenon Magasa of Rhode Island, has really come on lately. She has 47 blocks. Steals, it's Martinez of St. Louis with 58. And in minutes played, Meg McConnell of Duquesne, she doesn't sit on the bench. She plays over 38 minutes a game. And the Flyers' Ivy Wolf, who is not playing this many minutes tonight, she's second in the conference, entering today at 35 minutes per contest. And the ball was on the ground, and it is a tie-up, and the alternating arrow goes to the Harriers of Miami University Hamilton Branch. At first, I misinterpreted the email I saw. I saw it said Flyers are playing Miami of Ohio. And I'm thinking, no, they're not. Miami of Ohio has to go play at Toledo this week. They're not doing that. I just failed to see the Hamilton part of it. And there's a scrum on the court, and on the alternating arrow, we're going to go Dayton's way this time. So if people have never seen the play Hamilton, they could say, well, I came to UD Arena and I saw Hamilton. Not exactly the play of Hamilton, though. For those of you in the arts, which I know Norm is, I am not. I can't even draw. Driving and scoring, uninhibited. There's the career high for Anissa Jones. She now has 22 points. And Dayton's lead is ballooned to 104-41. Under 4 minutes to go. Our star of the game, is she in the game? Hey, took her out. Well, still Eleanor Maniak has 8 points. Bring her back in. Eve Fiala is going to come in. We know that. We'll have all stats for you as well before we go. Six on the shot. Driving is Stewart. Turn around. Throws it off the backboard. Contributes a brick to the house. Yes, somebody's listening to me. There's Eleanor Maniak getting ready to come back in. No, nobody listens to me, believe me. And there's a whistle, so she and two of her associates can check in. As we had a kicked ball, Maniak is in, Fiala is in, Cleveland is in, and Abby's pointing to something. I have no idea what.
Anissa Jones just hit her double-double for rebounds.
Oh, Anissa Jones.
Yep.
Thank you. I should give you a pen. Yeah, she has 22 points to go along with her 10 rebounds. Maniak with 3:15 to go on the dribble. Out to Ty Kozlova. Kozlova, one-handed push to Rissmiller. Dayton has 5 seconds to shoot. And I think Cleveland's going to have to take it in her own hands. She drives and she banks it in. Sasha Cleveland has 6 points. Everybody is into it tonight. Under 3 minutes to go. 106-41. Dayton with the lead. They've held Miami to 9 points this half. They lead this quarter 13-6. And inside, there's a reverse layup by Kara Stewart. Good-looking shot. She falls it, or she makes it fall. She's got 5 points. Going down to 2:40 to go. Again, we look forward to talking with Eleanor Maniak after this game. You got your questions ready for her? Okay. You'll grill her, I'm sure. Ball's out of bounds. I'll ask the first question, then I'll leave it to you. All right. So Eleanor Maniak also hit the basket that led to point number 100 tonight. Driving is Heath. Over, well, she got intimidated by Fiala and threw it away. Here is Eleanor Maniak in front of the Dayton bench to Cleveland. Almost had it stolen. Cleveland drives. Nice pass. Fiala basket. Good. She has 17. Lots of people with season highs, career highs. Tonight, Fiala has 17. There's a clean block by Maniak. But Miami Hamilton keeps it. They throw another brick off the backboard, and Ifiala comes up with the rebound. Let's see here. As there's a momentary lag in play. I got to borrow this for a moment. Ifiala has a career high of 17 as Cleveland. Oh, three-pointer in and out. Fiala now has 19. Oh, she keeps adding to her career high. She got the 2-point putback. 19 points. She's perfect. 6 of 6 from the field to go along with her 7 rebounds. Actually, I gypped her from a point. She has 20. Well, Kara Stewart scores the other way. She has 7 points. So Fiala has 20 points on the night. It's 110-45. And we are down to 110 to go in the game. And why do you do this to me? Timeout for Tamika. Don't do this to me. Well, I can check scores. I will check scores. In the business, folks, we call this fill time. Especially when we have these timeouts. This isn't going to be much of a timeout. It'll be brief. All right, let's check some scores here. Wow. Robert Morris and Wright Stater, 64-64, under 2 minutes to go. A-10. Let's see, the one where... Wow, George Mason, they're trying to... They've scored seven straight. They're now up at St. Bonaventure, 49-47 with 2:24 to go. That's an interesting one to watch. So, after that very short timeout, thank goodness, Lightbourne has the basketball for Fiala. Can she get 22 points? She does. She scores. She's still perfect from the field with 7 of 7, and her great night continues. Okay, she has 21. They adjusted. I was looking at minutes, so I was right before. She has 21 points now. No, 19. Yeah, 21. I'll get it right. 7 of 7 from the field, 7 rebounds, 7 of 9 from the free throw. 21. I was right all along. Turnover number 29 for Miami compared to only 10 for Dayton. Flyers have hit 6 of the last 7 from the field. We're down to 40 seconds to go. 112-45. Lightbourne underneath. Fiala, another basket. Nope, this no good. No blockout. Ty Koslova gets it back. Payne's going to back it off. I mean, this is called sportsmanship. Now they lose the ball. It's only turnover number 11 on the night. And Simpkins, free throwing, stops, pops, misses. Ball is taken by Lightbourne, and Dayton will run it out. Improved to 11-15 on the year. Career program win number 900, and it comes in a big way. 112-45 in front of 16-79. Buzzer, please. There it is. Post game coming up after this.
It's the Archer's Tavern post-game program with Barney Sintner and Dennis Shaw. Now let's head back to the arena to get the wrap-up on today's game.
All right, let's go over the numbers. Dayton shoots 55% from the field, Miami 37%. Dayton's 37% from three, Miami is 33. Dayton at the line is 18-23, 78%. Miami is 4 of 7. Dayton forces Miami into 30 turnovers, and the Flyers commit only 11 points off turnovers. 42-3, Dayton. Flyers crush Miami from the boards, 47-23. They win the offensive rebounds 20-5. They win the defensive rebounds 27-18. They win the second chance points 31-5. Offensive rebounds 20-5. They win the bench points 49-26. Points in the paint 58-22. And they win the fast break points 22-4. They have 15 steals compared to only 4 for Miami. And they have 22 assists compared to 7. Domination in every way possible, you would think. And the individual scoring, we can at least get Miami in. Mahan ends with 1 point. Ware doesn't score. Simpkins has 3. Heath has 9. Nigua has 6. Hawkins has 8. Freeman has 6. Abertot has 5. Stewart has 7. Nobody had more than 4 rebounds. Only 7 assists in the entire game, and Nigua led with 3. All right. We'll get to Dayton's scoring in a moment, actually. We'll let Eleanor Moniak put the headset on. I have waited all year to talk to you, young lady, and it's finally happened. While you catch your breath, we'll get you a box that you can keep. But you had 15 minutes of action. You had 8 points, 3 of 5 from the field, 2 of 3 from the three-point stripe, 2 rebounds, 1 assist. And you also hit the basket that made 100 points. So, you know, you are always so happy and excited off the bench for this team. And I'm not going to ask you, I don't want to ask you the how's it feel question. I hate that question. But you had to have been so excited to get extensive playing time tonight.
Oh, yeah, I was pumped for sure. You know, anything that I can do for this team on a daily basis, you know, in practice, on the bench, you know, just trying to live out my role, bring energy every day. And today I could bring that onto the court, and that was just a super cool experience for me, super cool seeing my teammates get hyped for me. So, yeah, it was awesome for sure.
What was, and I'll give Abby this rest of this interview in a moment. What was the mindset when you found out last night that you're not going to play Davidson, you don't know if you're going to play anybody, and then you find out today that you're going to play this team that you know nothing about?
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of crazy, honestly. Coach Meek told us last night, and, you know, she said we were trying to find someone to play, and I was like, you know what, let's find someone to play. You know, I want to always get out here on the court with my girls. Like, we didn't care who we played, you know, as long as, you know, our UD fans are here to support us. And, yeah, you know, I was sitting in class today taking a test and look at my phone after the test, and I see I got a text. We said, game is on, and I was like, let's go, and just started to prepare from there.
So with that said, okay, what was the test in and how'd you do?
What'd you say?
How was the test and what was the test in and how did you do?
Oh, it was a sociology test. I think it went well. I'm a health science major, so health and science classes are more my thing, but you know, it went well. It was a good day for sure on the court and in the classroom.
Oh yeah. Talking about practice earlier, you're a very impressive 3-point shooter. Is that what you do most of practice? Like, tell me what the average practice looks like for you.
Yeah, you know, for me, definitely working on my 3-point shots, you know, trying to get open. And then this year especially, I've been trying to, you know, work on attacking more, getting to the basket, you know, and just getting to my post game as well. You know, I have a background of being a post. So, you know, yeah, definitely trying to emphasize my 3-point shooting this year. Been working a lot on that, so it was nice to see some go in today.
And with your test, you said you major in health sciences. Yeah. What do you plan on doing with that after you graduate?
I'm hoping to go on to be a physician's assistant. That's the goal right now. Yeah, anything I can do in healthcare, you know, I just really want to help people. You know, that's my long-term goal.
All right. And then my last question for you is, you come all the way from Illinois. Mm-hmm. What drew you into Dayton?
Oh, my gosh. Everything drew me into Dayton. I mean, first of all, you know, Coach Meek, she's an awesome coach. I've had a relationship with her for so long. She's not only an awesome coach, but she's just an outstanding person. Like, I can go on and on and say amazing things about her. And then the school itself really intrigued me. I love the school. I love the people here, honestly. Like, my friends here, they're so supportive. You know, everyone here on campus, all the faculty, everything. It's a great school. And even, like, the fan base itself, everything drew me here. And I just love it.
Okay, great. All right, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
I'll just go ahead and finish. How is this season different from last year, considering what you went through last year, that you were like one of six players to actually play,
yeah.
And now you got a bunch of teammates and practice is different. So how's this year been different, basically having a full squad?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely been a lot different. It's been cool to see, you know, everyone, even people from last year, just, you know, stepping into their roles, because last year, you know, we were just trying to get through. And, you know, we played hard last year, but, you know, we would just run out of gas at the end of games. You know, this year it's cool to be able to, like, finish games strong. You know, we have such, like, an outstanding bench, too. You know, I feel like we're so deep, and, you know, we're just going to continue to take off. Like, I feel like this group, we have so much potential. I'm so excited to see, you know, what we can do this year. We're trying to get hot at the right time. So, yeah, it's an awesome group. I love them all. So, yeah, it's been such an awesome experience this year. You know, everything I ever dreamed of.
Thank you for joining us. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
All right. So we're going to wipe off the headset, and then we're going to talk to the coach. So we'll do that, and we'll talk to the coach, and we'll go from there. Let me know when we're ready. We'll do this. Dayton wins this game 112-45. We're ready?
Yes.
We have a box score? Okay.
Yes.
All right. So, first where I'm going to go on this, you find out last night that Davidson's not coming. Talk me through the process of getting this game with this team, how that transpired.
It was like CIA, FBI, DEA. It was all those the heavy hitters. It was crazy. But I just really think our administration was all over it. Andrew Petrovich did a great job. Neil was all over it. Ross, Scott here from facilities. I mean, on those emails, you see everybody working to get officials, to get things set. And it was a whirlwind because of why? To have that many injuries and to be down from where Davidson was, is you never want to see a team with that promising going down the way they did. But I thought it was important for us to have a game. And I felt like our administration really felt the same way. So, it was crazy. And we called everybody. We called Wittenberg, Darren Turner. We called everybody. Most teams are still playing in their postseason or don't have a break or their conference won't approve it. Miami Hamilton postponed the game with Wittenberg. So Brian Ackler said, hey, maybe call him. He jumped all over it. A credit to Miami Hamilton for showing up. I also think it's a great situation for teams that don't have what my kids have here, for them to be grateful for traveling charter, for staying in nice places, for receiving cost of attendance and Austin money. These kids drove to the game today. They drove to the game. And I'm going to leave that at that.
You feel okay?
I feel great.
Okay. I was going to say, I would think, you know, some people might be cynics, and they might say, why are you playing this game? I imagine one big reason you're playing this game is because you didn't want 11 days between games.
Yes, exactly. I mean, I thought we had a bye week. So had it not been a bye week and we were playing, you know, games, you know, here in the recent near future, I would be okay. But we've been out for a while now, and you need a game, especially in this conference. And we got to go on the road against a team that we've beaten a couple times. So you definitely need to get your feet wet. It's just a confidence builder for our kids to see the ball go in, to stay in front of people, not foul, not turn the ball over as much.
I was going to say, I take anything else from this game, I take turnovers. That you made 4 turnovers in the first half.
Yes.
Which is unbelievable.
Legendary for this team. Legendary.
It might be.
It's epic, as the kids would say. So I'll take it.
And I think the other thing is, and I don't care who you're playing, you hold the team to 3 points in the third quarter.
Yes.
You got to love your defense. And the intensity. You know the score at halftime. The intensity to come out in the third quarter and do that.
I did not like the score at halftime. I'm not going to lie to you.
You did not?
No. I mean, I just think I watched them play other teams, and 32 points was too much and how they got them. Just our lack of communication. Then I think the second half, 32 to 45, that makes more sense for me. But why not dominate teams that you are supposed to dominate? And for me, I was like, hey, I mean, 6 or 7 points a quarter. Why not?
Ariana didn't play. Yeah. Obviously, that was precautionary. You optimistic that she'll be back in Sunday?
I guess she'll be back Sunday.
She'll be back Sunday. That's good. That's definitely good to hear.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there's so many great stories tonight. Anissa had a career high.
What's your
with
favorite,
22.
Though? What's your favorite? Because I think I know what you're going to say. What's your favorite story tonight?
Eleanor, definitely. I mean, our star of the game.
Yes.
I mean, she came in, she got 2 3-pointers.
Yep.
The bench, people need to see what the bench did. She also scored the 100th point of the night.
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm so happy for Eve getting 21, going 7 of 8 from the field. But, Eleanor, give me your impression on Eleanor.
Eleanor is everything to me. She's the only kid I call my favorite. We recruited her at Wittenberg. You guys know her story. I get the job here. She calls and wants to get the job. I mean, wants to come here. And I thought she was crazy, but she loves Dayton, University of Dayton as an institution. She loves the education. She values it. She pays for it. And another lesson tonight is this is a kid who comes here. We beat her up. She goes to the weight room more than anybody else. She trains as if she's going to play every day. And I'm just happy to see that kid come this way. She's a sweet kid. You see she has no enemies on our team, and she cheers for them in practice and plays hard against them every day. So I knew she'd be ready for the moment, and I'm just so happy for that kid.
And Eve played 21 minutes tonight,
yes.
And her conditioning, her development just continues.
I'm glad you like her because I love me some Eve Fiala, let me tell you. She's the youngest player on her team. She just turned 19 over the weekend.
Oh, excellent.
So I just think Eve was a empty page, and we're starting to try to fill it up with her story, and I think it's going to be a great storyline.
This conference is amazing, and something you don't know, but St. Bonaventure at home led George Mason for most of this game. But George Mason rallied and won it by 4, 57-53. Now, I know you're going there next Wednesday.
Yes.
But that just shows that anything can happen. And St. Joe got crushed by VCU, scoring only 13 points in the second half.
Really? I think George Mason's their best player who went down in our game. She has not played, so I don't know if she played in that game against St. Bonaventure. She's been out since her teammate knocked her out in our game. But it's that time of year. I mean, last year we start winning games, you know, at the end of the season. So I think some of the teams are figuring it out, and you can make a run at the end. But one thing I learned from St. Louis is anybody can win in that tournament. You just got to be able to put together some games. And so with our number one and number two going out last year, anything can happen, and people are playing very well late in the season.
Go have some tea. Thank you.
And some honey.
And some honey.
Thank
All
you
right.
so much.
So let's go ahead and give you the final. And by the way, yeah, that was a big win for George Mason tonight, to rally to beat St. Bonaventure. Wright State broke it open at the end, and they won their game against Robert Morse. Okay, so for the Flyers, Anissa Jones had a career high. She had 22 points. She went 8 of 11 from the field. She had 10 rebounds. Ivy Wolf played 11 minutes, had a couple, three threes, ended with 9 points. Mariah Perez got off very quickly. She only played 9 minutes. She didn't really need to. She scored 6 points. Destiny Bohannon only played 12 minutes and had 5 points. And I mentioned the minutes played because we're going to put it in context. In a situation like this tonight, the minutes were spread amongst the whole team. And you'll hear what I mean by that in a moment. Eve Fiala had 21 points in 22 minutes to go along with 7 rebounds. Danica Lightbourne played 19 minutes and had 6 points. Niall Lear played 13 minutes and had 2 points. Ty Kozlova, another nice story tonight. She had 8 points. Shannon Wheeler, she had, I think, had all 12 of her points in the first half. 6 of 9 from the field to go along with 6 rebounds. Sasha Cleveland got to play 12 minutes tonight and scored 6 points. Riley Rissmiller played 16 minutes and scored 7 points. And our star of the game, Eleanor Maniak, you just heard from her. Nice job, Abby, with the questions. 15 minutes, 8 points, and she scored a basket to make it 100. Oh, so Dayton wins this game 112-45. Good timing. We're going to knock off here. News is coming up next. And Flyers will go to Loyola Sunday. They'll go to George Mason. Don't know what condition that team's in next Wednesday. We'll join you a week from Saturday, 11:45. It'll be Senior Day. Rhode Island will be here. Dennis Shaw will be here with me for our last broadcast. So, in front of 1679, the Flyers win this game going away over Miami University Hamilton Branch, 112-45 for Norm Schrein. For Abby Fink, Barney Sentner saying good night from UD Arena.
You've been listening to the Archers Tavern postgame program with Barney Sentner and Dennis Shaw.
You've been listening to Dayton Flyers women's basketball on Information Radio 1660. Thanks to Archers Tavern for underwriting today's game. You can hear a replay of today's game and any other home game from this year's season by visiting our website at radio1660.com. That's radio1660.com.